Jean's here. Who else? Who else?
Bruce and Jean.
Oh, Bruce is here. Oh, yeah. And he's not wearing a mask. That's cool, man.
Happy New Year's to everyone. Thank you for coming out and being part of our worship this morning. We know we have a lot of folks that are still with their families and traveling and different things. And so just thank you for being part of our service. And so today we're just going to worship the Lord. And as far as announcements are concerned, I think everybody already kind of knows, but Wednesday night we'll have our carry-in dinner. And then we'll also have a little time of prayer. We're going to be studying about prayer for a couple weeks. Because I think the most important thing we can do is to pray. And we need to seek direction from God. We need to understand what God wants to do in 24. I got a lot of ideals, but I just want to make sure they're God's ideals.
Amen. Amen?
And so we want to make sure God's in it. And so we need to really pray. And so we're going to charge the church to really pray for us this year, for our church this year, and what God's going to do. And so come and be part of that. And then we'll take a little time to put away the Christmas decorations, okay? And so that way when we have gospel jam, we won't have Christmas theme up, okay? We'll be ready for the New Year theme. And so if you can help us do that, it would be much appreciated. Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer this time and ask God's blessings on us. Father, we come to you today. We just thank you for giving us this opportunity to be back in your house and to worship you. Father, we pray for those that are watching by live stream. Lord, we know there's folks that has text and called and said that they will be watching today. And so, Father, we pray for them also. We pray that you would just touch their hearts as we would worship together as a family. And we're just so thankful that we have a family, a church family, that we can come together and be part of what you're doing here in community. We pray especially for our community, for our fire chief, Bob, who passed away this week. Lord, just pray for his family and pray for our community. Lord, what a what a tremendous man he was, Father, as a servant to Clarksville. And so we just ask that you'll just be with the family, Lord, and as we would honor the life that he gave. Just thank you for all that you're going to do today. And just be with Susan and the praise team, Lord, and just help them to lead us to the throne, that we can rejoice around the throne today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Susan.
All right, let's stand up. Who wants to trade their sorrow? Who wants to trade their sorrows for the joy of the Lord? Let's
Susan,
all stand
hold on
up.
Just a minute.
Emily,
get one of them other mics back here. Let's see if that'll take care of that problem.
Turn that one off and get rid
of it. I checked that this morning, and every time she grabs a hold of it, it does that. I don't know why.
So. Okay,
let's try it again. Who wants to trade their sorrows for the joy of the Lord?
Amen.
Talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will
answer by and by.
Now when we
feel a little prayer will turn in.
You know
that a fire is burning.
He will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Right.
My path seems drear without a
healer.
Hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by.
Now
feel a little prayer will turn in.
You
know a little fire is burning.
You'll find it.
Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will
answer by and by.
Now when we
feel a little prayer will turn in.
You will
know a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Makes it right.
Jewish cantor. We've done it once before, so we're going to learn some Hebrew words, and I want to go over them with you really quickly. And Alberta's going to read a Bible verse for us. But what it's Isaiah 6:1-3.
Okay,
so one day we will all be saying these words. All of us before the throne. So the first word, which means holy, is kadosh.
Kadosh.
Kadosh. And then the next phrase is Adonai.
Adonai.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Zevao.
Zevao.
So that TZ, it just sounds like Zay.
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 Va-o.
And you don't have to be perfect. Okay, and then the next one, which might be a little... Okay, this one is Asher.
Asher.
It sounds like that karate chop. Hi-ya.
Hi-ya.
Hi-ya. And then Ve-ho-ve.
Ve-ho-ve.
Ve-ho-ve. And then Ve-ya-vo.
Ve-ya-vo.
Asher, hi-ya. Ve-ho-ve. Ve-ya-vo. Okay. And this is where the scripture comes from.
Okay. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Israel, there's no end times. And Israel has to be in the promised land before Jesus will come back. And so we're seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled. And he is the God of Israel. And he's promised and said, as long as there's a sun and a moon, Israel will be my people. And so we need to pray for Israel. Sometimes we forget to pray for them. They're still going through the battle there. They're still fighting. And it's still getting very, very hard. And so let's continue to pray for them and lift them up. At this time, we thank you, Susan, for sharing that with us. At this time, let's ask our ushers to come forward, and we'll take up our morning offering. Brother A.L., would you ask the blessings, please?
Lord God, gracious Heavenly Father, it's good to be in your house this morning, Lord. We just thank you, Father, that we have the freedom that we do, Lord, that we can come and worship you. We thank you, Father, for this place of worship, Lord, and we just pray that you be the one that did not make it today, Lord, and just pray that you be with us and be with this congregation, Lord. Just pray that you be with the gift and the giver, Lord, that it be used wisely for the fruit of your kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to sing I Love You, Lord.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. In what you
Well, I can tell you the emphasis of 2024 can be summed up in one word, and that word is Jesus.
Amen.
And that's going to be our goal for this year is Jesus. And we want to share Jesus with everyone, and I think he's the answer to all of our problems. And he is truly the one that we can hold on to. He is definitely the anchor of our soul. And so as we get into the new year, if we want to kind of focus that we're going to look at Jesus and let Jesus take control. Amen? So it's all right with you all. I'll just say in front of the church, I'm turning over the reins to Jesus, okay? And just let him have his way. And we want him in our service today. And so he'll come to our service. Listen, when you sing a praise song like Susan led us in, the Holy Spirit shows up. Amen? Because he's holy. And so we're thankful for that. Well, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Matthew chapter 26. And we're going to start reading in verse 69. It's probably a pretty familiar passage of Scripture. You might wonder, what in the world would we be preaching a message using these Scriptures on a new year? But I think God has a new year message for us. And so we'd like to bring a message this morning entitled, Tomorrow is a New Day. Tomorrow is a New Day. And so if you found your place in Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 69, please stand as we would honor the reading of God's holy word together. I'd also like to say we welcome the mayor of Clarksville to this morning. Thank you for being here with us. And we're so thankful for you winning the mayorship. And we saw your picture that you shared. And so Bethany Baptist, if you can send a message to the family of our fire chief that Bethany Baptist has our flag half mast in honor of him today. And so thank you for sharing online and letting us know what was going on. Thank you. And welcome to our service. So verse 69 starts with saying, Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came to him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And he had gone out into the porch. Another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou speech betray thee. Then began he to swear, to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Father, we come to you today, and Lord, we just know that you're in the details of our life, and Lord, you know everything about us. And know you, Lord, you know our shortcomings, you know our failures, you know our victories, our strengths, and there's nothing that's hid from you. And so, Father, today I pray that you would expose to us your word and help us to see you and to understand what a new day is and what we can accomplish by you being gracious to us and giving us a new day. And so we thank you for all that you're going to do in the days ahead. We thank you for this year. We thank you for the victories. We thank you for the lessons learned. And we just thank you for all that you're doing in the life of the church. And we pray especially for the nation of Israel. We pray for America. Keep us safe, O Lord. Keep us safe. And help us, Lord, to turn back to you. America and the world needs Jesus. And so help us to see you more clearly. And all these things we pray in a name that's above every name, the very precious name of Jesus we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. So I'd like to start off by saying earthly failures becomes heaven's victories. Get that? Earthly failures become heaven's victories. And so for many of us, 2023 has been a pretty tough year. And there's a lot of good stuff to happen in 2023, and there's been a lot of bad stuff to happen in 2023. And so just kind of looking back over the year a little bit, you know, we can say we started New Year's last year by saying we wanted everybody to pray, but we read the Bible through. Read the Bible through. Remember, we even gave you a one-year Bible to make it easy on you. And I would say I didn't make it. I made it till July the 17th before I gave up the ghost and it just got consumed with other things. And so I'll have a year and a half to do this year, okay, to try to make up. Did anybody make it through the whole Bible this year?
I'm in September.
You're in September. Oh, you beat me. A.L., how many times?
Twice.
A.L. reads the Bible at least two or three times a year. And he tells me all the time, I get up at 4 o'clock just to read the Bible. You should be up here preaching, not me, brother. But that's okay. You know what? If you read one scripture more than you would have, then that's a victory.
Amen.
Because the Word of God has a way of changing your life. And so another thing we talk about is we wanted to have 12 baptisms. And, you know, we wanted to have a baptism every month, one a month. And we had three. And so you could say we didn't make our goal, but you know what? I'll take three. One young man here waited for a long time to get baptized and was able to get baptized. He's one of the three. And the other two are here this morning too. Emily and Zerichai was baptized this year. So not only is it important to baptize people, but people stay in the church. That's really is important too. You can baptize 100 if they don't show up on Sunday. You know, it doesn't do you much good. So we thank you. Let's give you a hand. You know, you all have come a long way. You know, we started the year with three bivocational pastors, and we ended with one. And so we definitely need to pray for those men and their families. They have some difficulties, and we really need to pray for them. I can tell you we spent more money than we took in. That's not a good day, right? But if you take the cost of the house being torn down, we broke pretty even. And so the house coming down was a victory. We've been needing to get that house down for a long time. And so I think God was able to help us with that. You know, and Mark did a great job finding the right people to help us. And so there's been some good, there's been some bad. But I also say this, God has sent us some awesome Bible teachers in our church. And that's a big plus to have more men teaching the Bible. And so we're really thankful for that. We're thankful for Floyd. He's got, you know, usually if I don't know an answer to something, I'll say, hey, Floyd, you know, what do you think about this, you know? And Floyd knows his Bible, and I'm thankful for that. And many others, too. And we thank for God for sending Daniel and Carrie and Matthew and Don into our church. What a blessing you all have been to us. And so there's a lot of good. And yeah, we didn't make everything we wanted to do, but God is faithful. But there's something about this scripture that this story is told in all four of the Gospels. Peter's denial to Jesus is recorded in every one of the Gospels. And let me tell you, that did not happen by accident. Because if you really get into how Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke and wrote the book of Acts, his primary eyewitnesses was Peter and Mary. And so when Luke was writing the Gospel, he was referring and investigating with Peter what happened, and Peter was telling them about all the things. And you know what I think? Normally we would say if we had such a failure as denying God and even cussing and saying, I know not this man, we would be pretty on the side of saying, well, let's just skip that, you know. Let's leave that out of the story. But I think Peter knew something that God knew because of the help of the Holy Spirit. We know the scriptures come from the Holy Spirit. We know that. And that the Holy Spirit and Peter knew something, that these scriptures could help us. And so Peter wanted to make everybody aware that even if you walked for 3.5 years, walked and slept and did ministry right beside Jesus, it's still capable. You're still capable of making a mistake. So let me tell you this. If you've made a mistake this year, that's okay. Because God's got you covered. Amen?
Amen.
He's got you covered because He died on the cross and He forgave us of all of our sin. And so this week we were sharing with some folks and we were talking about sin and talking about, you know, the if God can forgive this individual of the sin that he committed. And I told him, you know, to God, there's no degree of sin. It's all sin. It's all on the same plane. There, you know, sometimes we try to put them in categories, and one's worse than the other, but really sin, the Bible says, all of sin and come short of God's glory. And so Peter here, he wanted everybody to know that he had a failure and a disappointment, but he also wanted to let everybody know that tomorrow is a new day. There's a new day. There's always an opportunity to get it right. There's always an opportunity to make it up. So in 2024, we have 366 days. And you might say, well, no, there's 365 days of the year. But this year is a leap year, right? And I can remember a leap year by the following. The first thing is, it's election year. And so they want a leap year to be the election year so they get one more day to put us in misery, right, talking about politics, you know. And let me tell you, I'll go on record to tell you this. Only Jesus can fix America. Only Jesus can fix what the world is involved in. And so another way is I'm always reminded I got to get my license renewed, you know. And I'm just thankful that I don't always pass Chad on the way to work, you know. Because I might not get my license renewed. You know it's bad when you're a bad driver. When you test, I was testing a car, Beachnot Avenue. I was thinking about trading my car, and I was driving another car. And the guy went with me, of course. And so we were trying to get turned back into Beachmont Ford. And I was sitting there, and the light was green. I thought it was green, you know. And so I'm watching all the traffic and everything, and all of a sudden I just turned. And the guy says, well, that was good. You just ran the red light. I said, well, why didn't you stop me? You know, Alberta would have stopped me. You know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, she's a better driver than I am. And, you know, I should just go to the back seat, really, to tell you the truth. So I'm hoping that they will renew my license this year on a leap year. There are 8,784 hours this year in 2024. And there will be 527,040 seconds. So over 500,000 seconds in 2024. And that's what I really like to focus on today, is the second. Yes, we have a new year coming. And yes, we've had some difficulties. But I think that the seconds really matter. I think Peter was looking back and he would have said, I wish that day never happened. If he could have said anything, he probably would have said, man, I just wish that day didn't happen. I worked with a man who was a Christian man, and he, in one of our businesses in the past, and he told everyone about Jesus. You know, he was an evangelist, you might say, in the workplace, and he knew the scriptures, very active in his church. And he would tell people. He wasn't afraid to tell people about Jesus. But then some of the folks started noticing that he was hanging around with one of the ladies at the workplace a little bit more than what he should have. And it didn't take long until the boss had said that he believed that the man had an affair with this lady at work. And, of course, I was a pastor, and, of course, I was there open, and we shared a little bit, and he never come out and told me what really happened. But he did tell me this. In the midst of the conversation, in the midst of everything, I could tell his demeanor changed, and I could tell his testimony changed. Mm-hmm. And I could tell that he wasn't powerful anymore. Something happened with him. And then he told me this in one of our side conversations or just sharing. This is about the time that Courageous came out, and we were watching Courageous. And we were sharing that with a lot of the men, that movie. He said, I wish I'd never met that girl. I wish she'd never worked here. I wish that she wasn't here. And so that kind of told me kind of where his heart was. And see, it only took a second. for him to be at the wrong place at the wrong time and to do the wrong things. And I believe that Peter could have looked back on this and say the same thing. I wish that would have never happened. Anybody ever been there? You know what I do? When I do something silly and say do something stupid, I think I told you before, I'll keep telling you, because I am just a made out of mud, okay? And so just because I'm a pastor doesn't mean I can't fail, because I will. I got a target on my back, and if I ain't careful, Satan will take me out. And the reason he'd take me out is to take you all out with you, right? And so there's pray, you know? You want to do anything for me? Pray for me. Pray that God will continue to speak and give me messages. Because the day that I don't have a message is the day I'm done. All right? Because God has a way of speaking to his church. And he's chosen a man as a pastor to do such. But I always say, when I make a mistake and I do something stupid, I usually go outside and I'll take a lap by myself and I'll usually kick the dust. And I was like, man, how can I be so stupid? Why did I do that? And then I'll kick dust and let the dust kind of come up to remind me that I'm just made of mud. And I need Jesus just as much as everybody else. And so we could see that Peter was sitting without in the palace. His first moment here, but it was the moment in which it just was a second that caused Peter to weep bitterly. And what that means is uncontrollably. He had deep sorrow. When he was sitting at the palace without, he had this moment that caused him to weep like he'd never weeped before. You ever have those moments when you just cry like you've never cried before? And I know we do go through periods of times like that. But Peter, he cried, and it was a second. It was 1 second in his life that caused him to weep uncontrollably, and he couldn't stop. And I would really believe that Peter cried for 3 days solid. And it was the moment that when he was sitting there, and after he denied the Lord a third time, the Bible says in Luke that Jesus turned around. See, Jesus was facing this way. Peter was without. He was outside the palace looking in. But Jesus heard what Peter had to say. And so the Bible says that Jesus turned around and looked at Peter and made eye contact with Peter. And Peter remembered the words that Jesus gave him. And he went out and wept bitterly during that time. And that second, Peter remembered the words of the Lord. It's usually not a year, but it's the second that matters in our life. We can have a good year, a bad year, you know. We can really sum it up by saying, you know, there's some tragedies that happen. And yes, we live in a fallen world. Things are going to happen. And so we notice that it's really the second. There's seconds in our life that makes a difference. We have over 500,000 opportunities to get it right or to get it wrong. You get that? In a year, we have 527,040 seconds to either get it wrong or to get it right. And usually it's 1 second that really makes the difference in our life, if we think about it. Maybe you're sitting here and you're sitting without, just like Peter was. He was sitting without. We have many loved ones who are missing in our life this year. The church, and I've had 8 funerals this year. Actually, I think it's 9. We've had 9 funerals, and 2 of them were friends and family, and 7 of them was from our church family. And so we've had a lot of loss, and so we know that there's some here today that was affected this week. And I want to encourage you, just hold on to the Lord. Just keep holding on. He won't let go of you, so don't let go of him. Just keep holding on. And so, you know, James got it right by the work of the Holy Spirit, by the word of the Holy Spirit. Life is just like a vapor. It appears for a little while, and it suddenly vanishes. And that's how life is. We don't know where tomorrow is. We don't have the assurance of another day. But God is in control of our seconds. Amen? He knows everything about us, and He's able to help us. And so for those who have lost loved ones, let me tell you, earthly failures become heaven's victories. Amen? Because, see, our body is going to fail. And we're going to decay. We're going to die if God cherishes His coming. But earthly failures becomes heaven's victories. Amen? Can you hear it? Can you hear the cheer this morning from heaven? Can you hear the worship that God has going on in heaven? Why? Because earthly failures becomes heaven's victory. Amen? I don't know about you, but that doesn't make you want to stand up and do the Snoopy dance and get excited. Come on now. Let's hear it, you know? Well, you know, earthly failures becomes heaven's victories. Praise the Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. God is an amazing God. And so, are you sitting without hope today? Are you sitting without hope? Are you sitting without a vision? Are you sitting without conviction in your life? Are you sitting without courage? Are you sitting without passion? Are you sitting without faithfulness? Well, let me encourage you this. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day. But the good news, the great news is this. 1 second can change that. Amen? We don't have to wait for the new day. We can change it in the moment of a second. In 1 second of time, God can intervene in our... Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful? Listen, I was studying for 3 or 4 days for this message, and I was just really just... I'll tell you, I was struggling trying to figure out exactly what to say, what God wanted to say, and, you know, and I was just praying and just praying, and, you know, just, okay, I put the Bible away, went upstairs, and I think Alberta can tell when I'm struggling because I make trips up and down the stairs, you know. And I'm going to get some, you know, higher ideal or something, getting to the top of the floor instead of being in the basement where I study. And then in 1 second, God gave me this message. Amen. Why? Because He's a God of the seconds. Yeah. He's going to take care of us every second of our life. There's not a second that we live as a child of God that God doesn't have His hand on us. Yeah. And God is not as capable of blessing us. Because He's the God of the seconds. And so the good news is this. Today is the accepted day. Today, the Bible says, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. But give your heart to Jesus. And so we notice the second thing that Peter did that teaches us a lesson is the denial in small things leads to major failures in the end. You hear that? Because his denial started... by what? He didn't say, I didn't know the man. He didn't say, begin to curse. He did that at the end. The very first denial that Peter gave was that they said, hey, you were with Jesus too. And Peter said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're saying. It's kind of like when your wife asks you to do the dishes. You're like, huh? I don't know. I don't understand what you're trying to ask for here. We have selective hearing. At least I think that's what my thing is. At least that's what I've been told Dino's with. And so Peter started off by denying in the small things. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. Some believe some of the Bible, but not all of the Bible. And let me tell you, that's a problem. Because if you can't believe all of the Bible, then you can't believe any of the Bible. Because the Bible is a perfect Word of God, is without error. He has breathed it from heaven. He has, by the holy men of God who were moved by the Holy Spirit, penned down the Word of God, and God has cherished for over 2,000 years. We have the best-selling book of year after year. It is called the Bible.
Amen.
And all, you will lead to failures when you begin to selectively pull out of the Scriptures what you want to believe and what you don't want to believe. And that will come to bigger failures. I have another thing that I hear people say. I can be a good Christian without the church. Well, let me tell you, where are you going to serve? How are you going to serve your brother? How are you going to serve Jesus? How are you going to use your talents and the gifts that you have? Who are you going to teach? Who are you going to help in a time of need? I don't know about you, but I need the church. I need my brothers and sisters in Christ. I need to have them lift me up and to help me, because the church is the church of Jesus Christ. How much did Jesus love the church? The Bible says he loved the church and gave himself for the church on the cross. It was very, very special. Another problem that I think denying in small things can lead to major failures in the end is we trust God with the big things, but we have a tendency to not turn over the small things. God wants us to turn over everything. You know, and so trusting God with the small and the big. You know what that says? It says, you are my Savior, you're my Master, but you're my Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You're my Lord, Jesus. I turn it all over to you. Listen, if I got up to go back to work, I know, that don't sound good when you've been on vacation for a little bit. When we get up and go to work, if God said, on my way to work, he says, Tim, I want you to quit that job, and I got something better to plan, let me tell you what I do. I go straight to my boss and say, hey, I'll see you later. I got to go. And I won't be back. Because I believe trusting in God is important. But also believe this. If I was on my way to work and God spoke to me and says, you need to turn around, and instead of going to work today, you need to turn around and go visit someone because somebody needs a word. And I better be faithful in that too. Amen? And so faithfulness to God, trusting God. Let me tell you something. Seconds changes everything. And so we notice here Peter's third thing was is his speech got him in trouble. It's kind of like taking someone from the South and putting them in the North and saying, no, you're from the South. You're from Kentucky. All right? I can tell you're from Kentucky and Tennessee. Amen? You are from the Promised Land. Amen? Your speech gives you away. And so Peter's speech gave him away. They said, no, we know you are one of his because your speech gives you away. And he began to curse and swear and saying, I know not the man. In one second, I believe he said, I wish I didn't do that. Because our speech can be a blessing or our speech can be a curse.
Right. Right.
It can. How what we say, how we respond in 1 second. Now, one of the things I try to do as a supervisor at work is not to talk. You know, there people are complaining and talking about stuff, and it's better for me not to say anything than me to say something that could really get me in trouble. Like if I was to tell them what I'm really thinking, I'd really get in trouble. Amen. I'd be in HR for sure. And sometimes we say, I wish I didn't say that. Or how about this? A second really matters, right? A second matters because in a moment when you are faced with eternal decisions, when you are faced with God dealing with people, in 1 second God can give you the words to speak.
Yeah.
Isn't that special? Hallelujah. Our speech can be a curse or a blessing. And God speaks to us. So I believe Peter continued to cry until resurrection morning. I believe he continued to cry and to weep because he had failed Jesus. But earthly failures becomes heaven's victory because Peter had a new day. See, they ran to the tomb that morning and they found it empty. The Roman soldiers could not guard him. The seal on the rock, a stone, could not keep him concealed. Jesus came back alive, and he was on resurrection morning. And so Peter, in a second, was changed, a moment. He looked into that empty tomb, and he was looking for the one that he denied, and he wasn't there anymore. Jesus was alive. And now Peter says, I've got a new day. I got a fresh encounter. And, of course, we know the rest of the story. We know how that they went fishing that night, and it was the third time that Jesus had appeared unto them, and how that Jesus got the fish, and he was cooking, you know, hey, children, have you caught anything? No, nothing. Sounds like my fishing trips. Amen. And the Bible says that they came ashore and Jesus already had fish in the frying pan. I love that part of the story. You know what I think? Don't know it to be true, but I think Jesus says, all right, we're gonna cook fish tonight. And the fish got up and just walked and jumped in the frying pan. Amen?
Hey, he made it.
Amen? Why? Because he is creator over all. And he can do what he wants. And so we see, brothers and sisters, let me remind you of this. In a second, 1 second, in a moment, the Bible tells us, in a twinkling of an eye, we can hear his voice. We hear the sound of the trumpet. Well, we won't even see the graves open up. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but it's going to be pretty quick. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that sight? So how should we live in 2024? I think 2024 is going to be a tough year. When has there ever been a year that ended where there's five or so-ish superpowers all talking about nuclear war? Not to scare us, but hey, the reality is, you know, that's all you can do is listen. You know, we got wars going on. We got an election year that is probably going to be a very tough election year for the United States. And we just see a lot of stuff happening. But it's also going to be a good year. It could be a good year because God is in control of our seconds. And God will help us. So how should we live then? How should we live? And so I have decided that Jesus is my candidate. I just put an end to it. I want Jesus. Amen. Whoever represents Jesus gets my vote. End of story. How should we live? I think we need to live 1 second at a time. I think of a second as this. It's a heartbeat. And one heartbeat from eternity. One heartbeat where you can have new life. One heartbeat you can have forgiveness of sin. One heartbeat you can have commitment of service to God. And one heartbeat you can go from bad to good. In one heartbeat, you go from sadness to joy. In one heartbeat, you can go from despair to hope. In one heartbeat, you can go from loneliness to fullness of God. In one heartbeat, you can go from being unsettled to being peaceful. In one heartbeat, you can go from being unworthy to being loved in the arms of Jesus. Earthly failures become heaven's victory. And we need Jesus. We need Jesus. This morning, as we get a song of invitation, Tammy, come and play for us. This morning, whatever's on your heart, maybe you had some failures here and you just want to turn them over to the Lord. Or maybe you have, you've been praying, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do this year? You can make that commitment to the Lord Jesus. Whatever need you have on your heart today, you can turn it over to Him. Tammy, what are we playing?
Where can I go but to the Lord?
Amen. What a great song. Where can I go but to the Lord? Let's all stand.
Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go?
Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face that chilling wind of death, where could I go but to the
beautiful words. You know, where could I go but to the Lord? Amen.
Yes.
Does anybody have anything you'd like to share before we come to a close tonight?
I would just like to say that I am very thankful God has led us to this church. Amen. I was thinking about this all day back in the fellowship and up here of the friends that we have in this church and how blessed we are.
Amen.
To have the friendship of the Christians in this church and how in 1 second, if I'd call any of you in this room, you'd be there praying, helping us through any situation.
Amen.
And I want to thank God for bringing us here.
Amen. Amen. We're so thankful to have you here.
And we're just so thankful that we have a pastor and his wife that if you would look behind the scenes and see what they do from day to day for the church, you'd get really tired just thinking about it because they do a lot for us. We appreciate
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else? Anything you want to share?
Just to remember my family, my Aunt Marlene that comes to the gospel band is Noni's best, one of her best friends. Her daughter passed away on Christmas.
Yes. Yeah.
Just remember them in prayer.
Amen. Just remember that.